power of God is striking, even better. Because it will be striking. If it hasn't struck you yet, it will. And to prepare for that strike of divine lightning, and to encourage it, in fact, and be ready for its effect upon you, a paradigm shift is necessary, and an openness of the heart to receive that amount of energy without being killed by it, literally, and as well as being shattered in a psychological sense. We're coming to the end of this divine drama. The final scenes of the drama are about to be played. And in the final scenes of every classical drama, of course, appears the Deus Ex Machina. And out of the machine of the body of those who have dedicated themselves to become channels of Deus, of the supreme intelligence, that power will strike with in infinite intensity and suddenness. But it will be a suddenness that comes after much gradual preparation. And that's the pattern of everything. The society is collapsing very gradually, but then there will be a sudden, total crumbling. One day, without any notice, the dollar will be worthless, and there will be war, a surprise attack without notice, and food shortages and famine that will not have been prepared for by most, because the media will not have given warnings, and there will be disinformation, et cetera, et cetera. So everything is moving very gradually toward the end, but then there will be a sudden shift in which the world changes in a moment from a sustainable ecosystem to a radioactive ruin and a desert of desolation. But at that same moment, and in the lead up to that moment, the divine presence with the capability of redreaming the dream and of bringing a new heavenly paradise into being will accompany. It's what the Sufis used to talk about as the garden and the flames being simultaneously present. And so we must be in that Edenic consciousness that can recreate the garden even in the midst of the flames and not be touched by the flames, because we have become the fire and we have become the tree of life, the eternal life from which the garden's fruits can flower. And so the more of us, the more of all of the beings in the world who choose to let go of egoic obsession and false identification and return to our true nature, the more we'll be struck by that lightning of God's presence and the ultimate manifestation of all of the prophecies of the many of the world's spiritual traditions will be fulfilled, but fulfilled in ways that are uncanny and that could not have been predicted by those with a conventional frame of reference, even if they are believers in various scriptures. Because none of that can be taken literally, but the intelligence of God will manifest what is being implied and pointed to by those words that have endured through time and have become the human heritage to prepare us all for the culmination of the drama and to achieve the heroic role of one who is not only liberated into the nirvanic beauty and bliss that is untouched by suffering, but with the power of transmitting that divine energy of deathlessness and of peace and healing to all the beings who may still be contained within the darkness of the ego shadow and not yet have realized the presence of the light within and without. And so the transformation will be sudden, and those who are divinized will spread that coherent vibrational frequency throughout the morphogenic field of the planet, and it will have a profound effect and bring about universal salvation. No soul will be left behind, whether they are still embodied or they have become disembodied as a result of events that have occurred on the earth plane, but all will be returned to that supreme abode and protected by the presence of God from any suffering. And all the hell realms will be emptied, and all will be again in the unified oceanic field of the blissful light of God until the new world manifests for those who have prepared to sustain it. So that's what the retreat is about in a nutshell, that preparation that is required to call forth, to invoke the Vajra, the essence of that lightning, and to be able to run it through the system as a current of energy that can be applied to the service of God. So rather than having a shattering effect, it will have a transmuting effect upon not just the body, but upon the entire energy field. And it will create echoes and vibrational waves throughout the field and have many divine consequences that will be astonishing when they appear and will be filled with the miraculous and surprising nature of the final unfoldment as the play comes to its denouement. So the great playwright is about to show that final scene in which he lets out all the stops and all of the latent powers that had been forgotten and that had atrophied within us are suddenly brought to the fullness of life again. And we not only realize who we are, but that realization becomes actualized as divinization. And the whole world is perceived by those who have been struck by that lightning of divine presence as God, as the one self. There is nothing other than that. All of this will be seen by the eye of non-duality in its true nature. And the illusion of time and space and difference and multiplicity will all disappear, and the real will be fully manifest. So may you be hit by that lightning which opens the third eye and become one who is able to see, and through that eye, the powers of divine sight manifest the projection of the creative intelligence of God that brings a new world into being.